The 600,000-acre irrigation district of Westlands is one of the most politically influential agencies in California and has plenty of clout in Washington, D.C. The Bureau of Reclamation giveaway includes over 1,000 miles of underground pipeline, canals, pumping facilities, and two field offices. Despite the fact that for years Bernhardt was Westlands' attorney, the Bureau insists that the connection has nothing to do with the deal. Ron Stork is a longtime water policy expert with Friends of the River.
Well, to some extent, it represents the privatization of public infrastructure that goes back to the 60s. I'm not so sure that there's any advantage to the people of California to essentially privatize these projects. With ownership comes the right to expand it. You don't have to get permission from the federal government if you wish to expand or modify those facilities, perhaps in ways that might not be in the public interest.
The transfer was made possible by a 2019 public lands law authorizing such transactions, with certain requirements including repaying government debts. Transfers have already been made for facilities in Utah and North Dakota. But in California, the deal involves the Central Valley Project, a massive water system which stores and distributes water throughout the state. Westlands General Manager Tom Birmingham defended the transfer, telling E&E News that the infrastructure already serves the district's farmers almost exclusively, with the district paying the operating costs of those facilities. The city of Coalinga also receives water from the federal project in a financial arrangement with Westlands. Westlands would be required to pay the feds for the cost of the facilities, an amount yet to be determined. Some Democrats in Congress are skeptical of the giveaway. Congressman Jared Huffman represents California's North Coast region. He told KPFA News it can happen under the law unless it's done as a sweetheart deal. Huffman added that it's not the first sweetheart deal between Westlands and Interior Secretary Bernhardt. Huffman, who chairs the Water, Oceans, and Wildlife Subcommittee, will scrutinize the transfer. He says Westlands must pay full value and justify the evaluation of the facilities to be transferred. Another move by Bernhardt is raising alarms as well. Westlands is seeking a permanent water contract with the feds. Currently, Central Valley Project water users have multi-year contracts which must be renewed. Stork and other environmental advocates question the impact these decisions might have on wildlife and other downstream water contractors.
It effectively locks in an obligation to deliver water to Westlands in perpetuity, even though that may not make sense in the wider public interest. So the, essentially future administrations can't reduce the amount of water that Westlands is entitled to, at least on the face value of its contracts.
Ron Stork says Westlands growers owning a permanent water supply could have long-term implications in light of the recent creation of a water futures market that allows Wall Street investors to buy and sell water.
A lot of us feel a bit uncomfortable having a futures market in water, which is, after all, at least water and rivers are part of the public trust held by the state of California for the people of California.
Bernhardt is mounting a last-minute effort on another gambit to benefit Westlands, raising Shasta Dam by 18.5 feet. The project is widely opposed and violates California's Wild and Scenic Rivers Law. Congressman Jared Huffman dubs it the QAnon of water projects. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.